Now, verse 3, and he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. Well, who is this? Well, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Messiah when he returns to the earth the second time. He has not yet come, and these things can't come to pass until he does. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Now, that's on the United Nations. And if those boys really have, which I don't think they have, beaten their swords into plowshares, they've just got a bigger instrument to beat each other over the head. And if they turn their spears into pruning hooks, they're not using that pruning hook to go after fish. They're using those pruning hooks to gouge some other nation or some other people, and especially those that are weaker than they are. May I say to you that we're not living in the day when you can do this sort of thing. And I don't think that that should be on the building of the United Nations, because of the fact that there is probably the biggest boxing ring that there is in the country. They are really knocking each other out there. There's very little agreement there. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Now, it's obvious we haven't come to that. And only when the Prince of Peace is ruling. He's not ruling today, my friend. And as a result, we're not to beat our swords into plowshares. We should keep our powder dry. And this idea that you can disarm America, and now they ought to cut down on armaments, and certainly anyone that believes in peace and wants peace would like to see the armaments cut back. And we'd like to see our tax dollars going into something else. But my friend, long as we are living in a big, bad world, and long as we're living in a world not of make-believe but of reality, long as we are living in a world where you have to get right down with the nuts and the bolts and deal with things as they are, the Lord Jesus said, a strong man armed keepeth his household. How does he keep it? By turning the other cheek? That's not what he said. He said that he keeps it by being armed. Now, that is a philosophy today that's not popular anymore. They quote just one side of the teaching of Jesus. And my friend, when you go to the Sermon on the Mount to get that, remember it's the King speaking, and he's speaking of a time when he's going to be reigning on the earth. And I just haven't discovered that he's reigning in the world today. Now, when he reigns, I intend to get rid of any protection. I'll take off every lock off of the door. But until then, I'm not only going to put one lock on, I got two locks on. And I think you'll be wise if you do that sort of thing. We're living in that kind of a world. These prophecies are not for the present hour. They're for the last days, if you please. And let's put them in their proper context. Now, verse 4, will you listen? But they shall set every man under his vine, under his fig tree, and none shall make him afraid. Now, you want to tell me that that's being fulfilled in Israel today? Well, they're frightened to death. They're absolutely frightened. Why? They're not there according to fulfillment of prophecy. That's why. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. Now, God has said this. God says when he puts them there, they'll live in peace. They're not living in peace. For all people will walk, everyone in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. And there's a much better translation of that than this. The American Standard Version has it, for all the peoples walk everyone in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of Jehovah our God forever and ever. The thought is, in the past they walked after their own God, but in the future they're going to walk in the name of Jehovah our God. That is the thought of the verse.